Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
And I'm Ryan Newman.
And Trey Newman, of course, is still out taking care of his newborn baby, so
yep.
He will be back, don't worry. But Ryan and I are doing a great job of holding down the fort, if I do say so. And we are going to go on the record with some picks today. It's the last episode of G5 week. Ryan, what is the final question here?
Final question is, who will win each Group of Five conference? So we'll go ahead and kind of get started here with the best conference. We'll just start with probably the best, we'll say. The American Athletic Conference. So for me, there's one team that's just a clear and obvious choice, and that's Cincinnati. They are the class. They got so much talent, returning quarterback. They have everything you could really want. So three corners on defense that are practically could play on Sundays. Myjai Sanders is a stud up front. Jerome Forger, running back. I don't need to go on. We've talked about Cincy, but I really like them there. And the team they'll face is, I wanted to go a little bit maybe off the radar here, but I'm taking Houston. Okay. This is kind of the put up or shut up year for Hogo down, Dana Holgorsen down in Houston. He's obviously had, the first year was the redshirt year. The Derek King decided to redshirt, then he transferred. It was kind of weird. This past year, should have been better. Things didn't quite pan out, but COVID year, I'm going to give it a little bit of a pass. This is it. They got talent. They got a returning quarterback. They got the transfers to come in. They know the system now. This is it. If Hogo doesn't produce at least a decent season this year, I don't think it'll work out for him there. It's got to happen. And I think it will. I like what they have coming back. I think Clayton Tune's going to be a pretty good quarterback for them. And I think their talent level will kind of show a little bit more this year.
The other thing they have going for them is that they avoid UCF and Cincinnati in the regular season. So that is obviously huge if you're trying to make the conference title.
Should I say my winner? I didn't even say my winner.
Oh, yeah. Who's your winner?
I got Cincy winning. I'll take Cincy beating Houston. They're the best. They're the best team.
Yep. I have Cincy winning the AAC as well. I'm going to have them beating UCF, going with the second favorite, second best team in the conference. Mm-hmm. And they avoid Houston and Tulsa. So their schedule maybe doesn't set up quite as well as Houston, but still sets up pretty well. But there's, a lot of solid teams. Tulsa, Tulane.
SMU.
Yeah. So
Memphis, you never know. If Grant Gunnell comes in and does really, really well, it's possible.
Yep. All right. Moving on to Conference USA. This conference is pretty wide open.
Yeah.
In the East, I'm going to take Marshall with new head coach Charles Huff. I like Grant Wells at quarterback as a freshman. He was very good last year. If you ignore,
the
very end of the season. Yeah. I think
they forgot how to play offense.
Right. I think it was against Rice that he threw five picks. Somebody. So
didn't they get shut out too?
That sounds familiar. Getting shut out by Rice. Wasn't it like 20-0? We're asking a lot of questions, but anyway, up until that point, he was very good. So I'm going to, they had some injuries at the end of the year. I'll forgive, last few games for a freshman, and the defense should be good yet again. So Marshall in the East. In the West, it was between UAB and UTSA. And UTSA is 13th in the nation in returning production. Their schedule is extremely favorable, avoiding maybe the two best teams from the East. But I'm going to go with UAB. I'm just going to trust the track record of Bill Clark. Yeah. The defense returns 9 starters, plus adds some quality P5 transfers. So I think they just right now have a little bit more talent. And Tyler Johnston, the way he played last year, very solid quarterback. In the championship game, give me UAB. I just like the continuity of the coaching staff.
We're pretty similar in the East. I also took Marshall. It's all about their defense for me. I know they struggled at the end offensively, but they were the best in the country as far as points per game last year, and they were second in yards. So their defense is going to be really defensively. So their defense is going to be good. The offense doesn't need to be great. We don't need Grant Wells to put up Heisman caliber numbers. If he just has decent numbers, which he's more than capable of doing, taking a step forward this year, I think they can win that side of the conference. And I was between UTSA and UAB as well, but I'm going UTSA. Okay. I trust their offense maybe a little bit more in the end. And if their quarterback can just get a little bit better, he's not quite consistent throwing the ball a little bit, but if they were, you know, with Sincere McCormick, they obviously have a great thing. So if Frank Harris could just get a little bit better through the air, then I feel confident in them because they got so much returning talent. And they went 5-2 in the conference last year. So it's not like they have to, they were practically right there. So yeah, I'll say Marshall and UTSA, and I'm going to take Marshall. I think I'll go with the defense over the offense on that one.
Okay. Moving on to the MAC. And every year, this is the most wide open conference. Yep. 2021 is no exception. The MAC West is a total crapshoot. I am going to take Toledo. They are number one in the country in returning production. It'll be year two for both of their coordinators. They're just very solid on both sides of the ball. And the tiebreaker for me was that, because it was so close with Ball State, Western Michigan, Central Michigan. But Toledo draws Akron and Bowling Green from the other division, the two worst teams.
Definitely.
So that's big for the schedule. So Toledo is going to take on, from the MAC East, I'm going against Buffalo with Lance Leopold leaving for Kansas, taking a few key players with him. I'm going to take a dark horse. I'm going to go Kent State with my boy Dustin Crum at quarterback. Yeah. And I will have them losing to Toledo because their defense is horrendous. So I'll go with the more complete team.
Is.
Toledo to win the conference.
Yep. I also have Toledo. I do think they went 4-2 last year, and both their losses were super close, like 3 points, and they returned everybody. They did lose their quarterback, but he kind of played like half the year anyways. So
That's true. That number one returning production figure might not include Eli Peters, retired, I believe, in the spring or winter or something. So, yeah, that's true.
But Carter Bradley came in and did well. So it's, you know, it's not like Carter Bradley's coming in with zero experience. You kind of know what you're already going to get a little bit. So, and I, you know, I really like both sides. I like the defenses a lot too. They have 4 all conference players on that side of the ball. So they can get after the quarterback a little bit, got a good defensive line. So I like Toledo to get there. And I'm going to have to go with the Fighting Frank Soliches. And I'm taking Ohio. Ohio played 3 games last year. They went 2-1. And I think Akron and Bowling Green were 2 of them. So not exactly the strongest schedule in the world. But I like what they have coming back. Curtis Work is a good passing QB. They also have Armani Rogers, the former UNLV quarterback. He's more of a dual threat. So they kind of got a little, they might have probably going to play both guys a little bit. And they got a lot. I like what they got as far as running the ball. They got a good offensive line. They got a good running back in Jermontre Tuggle. So they have a good play overall, and they're not like elite anywhere, but I think they're just a good solid team that has, you know, if things bounce right for them, I think they could be make it. But in the end, I think Toledo is too good for to win it all, so I'll say Toledo in the MAC.
Poor Ohio. Frank Solich somehow still has not won a conference championship there. They're always good.
They're always good,
but just can't quite get
but
over
not
the hump.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the Mountain West. Yep. You got there. And by the way, if you want more Mountain West discussion, check out our episode on Wednesday. We broke down Boise State and their biggest threats, so we won't go quite as in-depth here.
Yep. All right, so for the West part of the conference, I like Nevada. They made the they almost made the conference title game last year.
Yeah.
They were so close. But they returned practically everybody. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the nation, Carson Strong. They're going to have a ton of seniors. They just have really everything you could want at this point. Good receiving core. So I really like what they're going to be able to do. And I'm going to take Boise from the other side. Boise's, they're going to be good, no doubt. They got a lot of talent. They should be an improved offense. You would think their running game would get a lot better. They were terrible last year, which is very weird for Boise standards. But they get George Halani back at running back. They got 4, I think, returning starters on the offensive line. Whoever's the quarterback, either it's Bachmeier or Jack Sears, I think they're going to be set up well for success, and they're going to have a good defense. So Nevada versus Boise, and I'm going to take Nevada. I like the Wolfpack to knock off Boise again. 2 years in a row, I think Boise will go down in the conference title game.
Okay. Boise is the easy pick in the Mountain Division. And in the West, it's either San Jose State or Nevada in all likelihood. San Jose State has the advantage of avoiding Boise State in the regular season. But I'm going Nevada too. I love Nevada. I love that passing offense with Carson Strong, you said, and
Romeo Dubs
back, and the leading receiver from 2019, Elijah Cook's back. So
true.
They are loaded. In the championship, though, I'm going to take Boise State. They're the more talented team. They'll have the better defense. And like you said, I think whoever starts at quarterback has good pieces around him with, you know, Khalil Shakir at receiver.
Yeah.
They'll be good, both sides of the ball. Let's go to the Sun Belt.
The Sun Belt. This is
we also broke down this conference in our Coastal Carolina episode on Tuesday, so check that out.
Yeah. This is, to me, these are, you know, one side is easy, Coastal. I think Coastal's going to knock that one out.
I don't know about easy.
I mixed that up. Louisiana was the easy one.
You're right, right, right.
Sorry, Louisiana, because they don't have App State with them in that side of their division. So, I have the rematch. I have Louisiana and Coastal. Mm-hmm. Although the game didn't actually get played, but the rematch of a game that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, it happened in the regular season.
Happened in the regular season. Was supposed to happen in the championship. They didn't play. Anywho. I think they'll get it to each other this year. They're the two clear best teams. App State's going to be good. There's some other good teams in there. Yeah, last year this game was a three-point game at Coastal, but give them on the neutral field. I just feel, you know, the reason why I'm going with Louisiana over Coastal, one is I think they're more of a surefire lock to make the title game, but two,
yeah,
I just trust Louisiana maybe a little bit more on the consistency front. They've had multiple good seasons, and they have proven playmakers for multiple years that are there. Coastal, I love them. They're great. They should be really good. I mean, they got some bounces last year, so maybe not quite going to get that this year, but I'm going to take Louisiana over Coastal and the Sun Belt.
That was perfect. I have nothing to add. I am taking Louisiana over Coastal as well. So let's show the YouTube audience. We've gone through all the G5 conferences here. Let's show them our picks. Yep. But if you had to take one longer shot in any of these conferences, who would you take, Ryan?
It was tough. There was a couple here, but I'm gonna lean towards one here, away from the team that I think you're gonna take. I'm gonna say Louisiana Tech. They went 4-2 in conference last year, and they had some quality transfers. This is gonna be a talented roster for Skip Holtz. They got a good quarterback in Luke Anthony. I think he can take another step forward this year. They're kind of always a good program. So I think in the Conference USA, they always have a good shot. So I don't think would be too far-fetched for Louisiana Tech to make it up there. It's in the Conference USA.
Well, who do you think I'm going to take?
Wyoming.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But no, I like Boise in the mountain.
Yeah.
But right. I thought about Western Kentucky in Conference USA because they added Houston Baptist's, you know, offensive coordinator, quarterback,
yeah,
couple receivers. So pair that. Hopefully they just, and Houston Baptist, I know it sounds crazy, but they were a really, really good offense in FCS, even, you know, played a couple P5 opponents and showed their stuff. So if you pair a good offense with, you know, they've had a good defense, maybe they've got a shot there. Yeah. But if we're talking a super long shot, SMU is 25-1 in the AAC. Hmm. And they're loaded with skill talent on offense. Yeah. So if Tanner Mordecai, or, you know, he's the transfer from OU at quarterback, or whoever starts there is good, then I think the offense can be great. And they add Jim Levitt as defensive coordinator, and he is known for, you know, quick fixes on that side of the ball. So
true.
If he can make that defense decent, then, you know, maybe they got a puncher's chance. The schedule is brutal in conference, so I wasn't brave enough to go for it, but watch out for the Mustangs.
I like that one. You never know. Yeah, they definitely have that skill talent, man.
Okay, Ryan, last question here of the entire G5 week. Who's going to be the G5 representative in the New Year 6?
I got to go Cincy. I know they did it last year, but they have too much coming back. They have the most talent, it looks like, again this year. You trust them. They got a good coach, good defense, good quarterback play. It's just... And they have the advantage of starting highly ranked. So if they're neck and neck, maybe 11-1 with an 11-1 Coastal and 11-1 Louisiana, it's Cincy that's getting in. So, if all things equal, it's going to be Cincy.
I am going Cincy as well. Okay. Let us know in the comments your picks for any of these conferences that you feel confident about, or just whatever your favorite conference is. Also, let us know any teams that we didn't address in G5 week. Of course, we weren't able to get to everybody, but tried to get to as many as we could. Tomorrow, we are going to begin Pac-12 preview week, and it starts with my favorite school, USC. So we will talk to you then.
Fight on.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.